Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an audiobook review for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. This is a review of Red Glove by Holly Black, published in hardcover by Margaret K. McKeldry in April 2011. Amazon Canada has it listed for $14.43. Red Glove is the sequel to White Cat. A third book is planned for the series. I was given a promotional copy of the novel and stepped into the series with this book. Red Glove is promoted as a young adult novel, although I'd put it more at the 18-year-old to adult end of the spectrum rather than the 13 to 16-year-old range. If your kids are old enough to watch The Sopranos or The Riches, and they like those shows, then this is the right book. Much like these shows, Red Glove contrasts the supposed glamour of a criminal lifestyle with the pain it causes our hero. A younger reader might only see the glamour and magic and miss the misery. Our hero, Cassell, lives in a modern-day world where some people are workers. They can work curses that affect people's emotions, luck, life, memory, and, very rarely, transformation curses. Since that gives these curse workers an unfair advantage, working curses, or hiring someone to work a curse for you, is illegal. As a result, most curse workers gravitate towards a life of crime. For example, Cassell's mother is an emotion worker and makes a living as a con artist. She can make you want to believe the most outrageous story she is telling you. She can change how you feel about her or someone else. This has caused Cassell some problems, since his mother has cursed the girl he loves to love him. Now Cassell cannot trust her love and doesn't want to take advantage of her cursed state, physically or emotionally, because he worries about hurting her more in the long run. Love curses never last forever. His brother is a con artist too, and a memory worker, and changes people's memories whenever they are inconvenient. Cassell is coming to discover that his memories have been tampered with. So, Cassell lives in a world where he cannot trust his own or other people's feelings or memories. He's a decent person, but his family is too quick to take shortcuts to obtain what they want. So he cannot trust his family not to tamper with him or anyone he cares about, including each other. I really liked how this book dealt with these issues of trust. This isn't a story about a family against the world. In this world, the family is broken because no one can trust anyone else. And yet, of course, everyone wants to be part of the family. And that is, of course, where the mob lies waiting. They offer a kind of family community as well. I'm sure this book would have been even better if I'd read the first one in the series, so I'm waiting for that one right now. Since this is the second in the series, I'm curious about the world building in the first book. Don't let the young adult or urban fantasy labels turn you away from this book. I think there's a lot here for adult readers. So please, check out Red Glove, recommended to you by Web Genie.